This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. This early spring, you may have seen crows building and lining their nests in the Seattle area in preparation for egg laying and hatching. Some of them have gone from roosting together in large numbers on winter nights to nesting in their individual territories. University of Washington psychology lecturer Loma Pendergraft teaches courses in animal behavior and communication. I met up with him at one of our most famous local crow roosts, UW-Bothell, to learn more about crows and their fascinating behaviors.
This roost, I think, is pretty well known, and people are familiar with this phenomenon of thousands of birds gathering here at the spot near 522 on the UW-Bothell campus. Can you walk me through just the basics of a roost? To someone like me, it sounds kind of like a slumber party. Is that accurate?
Kind of, yeah, actually. A roost is a place where animals, usually birds, will go to sleep. So these birds are territorial. They have these territories, and they will defend these territories. They try to keep other crows out. But despite the fact that they can be so aggressive to each other during the day, they will fly sometimes up to a dozen miles every night to come to one spot to sleep with thousands of other crows. And then in the morning, first light, they'll all depart.
And why do they do that? Why do they want to sleep together?
There's a big advantage to being in a roost, and the big one is safety in numbers. Just the fact that you have 15, 16,000 crows coming here every night to sleep, that means that for each individual crow, they are reducing their risk that anything bad will happen to them. Let's pretend that you are one crow in a group of five, and there's an owl that lives in the area, and every night that owl will take one of you. You know, if you're one of five, you've got a 20% chance of being grabbed by the owl. I would really prefer better odds, but here, if you're one crow amidst 15,000, I'd say your odds are substantially better.
Right.
And because there are so many crows looking for danger, so many crows that can see an owl or a raccoon and can warn the others, you also have just reduced risk of predation and reduced predation rates in general.
Is there a hierarchy in a roost or favorite spots that
we think
they tend
there
to protect?
Is. I don't know about favorite spots. We don't even know if mated crows are able to keep track of each other here, or parents and offspring. There's a lot of activity, and for all we know, it could just be you've arrived, now find a spot and, you know, find your mate or find your parents in the morning. But there is some jostling for position within the trees. Dominant crows will favor spots near the middle, but also towards the top of the trees. That offers them protection, but it also lets them avoid getting pooped on.
Ah, so Loma, as the birds come in and settle in for the roost, getting together, I mean, I was kidding earlier, you know, talking about a slumber party. I mean, is it actually like a party for them, or is it more about business? They're here and they're just getting ready to go to sleep.
That's really hard to answer. It's going to be noisy. So they're very clearly talking to each other. Not entirely sure what's being said, but information is being conveyed. You know, to me, that speaks of a social gathering. There's activity at play. Some crows are getting antagonized. Some crows are looking for mates. It's kind of like going to a festival. There's some fun, then some not so fun.
Right. But a lot of activity going on. And then eventually they're going to settle in, right? They're going to find a branch and...
Yep. As soon as it becomes too dark to easily see, they'll settle in and pretty quickly calm down and go to sleep.
How much do we know about how they sleep?
We know a fair bit. We know that crows, like a lot of birds, practice unihemispherical sleep. That means that they sleep half their brain at a time. So they quite literally sleep with one eye open.
Really?
Yeah, and they alternate. So their left eye will be open while their right side of their brain is sort of kind of awake and the left side of the brain sleeps. And then they'll switch.
Amazing. And they do this for hours?
All night long. It's an adaptation to keep an eye out for predators. Some birds, the ones that migrate, will even use that to sleep while they're flying.
Amazing.
So another big group just flew in.
Joining the slumber party.
All trying to find the best seats.
Loma, it's been such a pleasure being out here. Thank you for giving us the tour of the Bothell Roost.
Of course. No, thank you so much for your interest. ¶¶